the all-new 104.9 FM. And today there was a big action down on McHenry at the Bank of America, a bank responsible for many, 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 many foreclosures here in our local area. And we have someone who's got a report for us from down on the scene. Hi, who have I got on the line?
That's John Lucas.
Hey, John, tell me what's going on out there.
Well, we had about 15 or 20 people down here, and we have signs saying, urging people to move their money out of the mega banks, and Bank America being one of the biggest. They hold 17% of all mortgages in the United States. They refuse to deal with people to give them a break on their mortgage, because now, as we know, the mortgages aren't worth the paper they're written on, and these people are they're foreclosing on people and refusing to help them. So we're down here urging people to move their money out of these big banks, Bank America being the most offensive, and move them to small and local and community banks and credit unions. So that's what we're urging people, and we've had a few people go into the bank down here, and one moved his account today, and the other one was turned away. It wasn't allowed to go in the bank to move his account. They said they had a right not to serve him, and that was that happened right at the end of our action today. And it was very interesting that they're trying to stop people, customers, from moving their money out of the banks. So that's the way we want to put pressure on these big banks, because they got all the TARP money. They got Bank of America itself got $45 billion initially, and made money and paid their top executives $3.2 billion in bonuses the next year. But yet the American people, they're foreclosing on the American people. One in four houses in Modesto are underwater. We are the foreclosure capital, one of the foreclosure capitals of the United States. So we want people to know that we don't want to support these banks anymore, and we need a new and fair and just economic system that impacts all the people, not just the 1%.
Did you have a pretty good crowd out there today at the Bank of America?
We had about 15 or 20 people came out today, and we had a lot of positive reactions from people driving by. We had people took our flyers, and like I said, we had two people who did withdraw their money, and there was another, and while one person was in, there was another person withdrawing their money, because one of the persons was one of the people partaking in the action. They went in the bank, and another person was withdrawing their money at the same time, who wasn't with our action. So hopefully we're having an influence on people, and we're getting the word out. And this is part of a national campaign that's going on around the country. There were 2 weeks ago we had trainings and nonviolent action, and to change what's going on and have a fair and just society and a fair and just economics that, like I said, doesn't give the money going uphill to the 1%. We want the money spread and the incomes of people, and people be able to stay in their homes and increase all our value of our homes. So it was really exciting to hear that. We were really impressed by the amount of people that were positive, a lot of positive honks and thumbs up. So I think that people realize and are starting to realize, and we want to make them aware that these banks need to be brought down. They're too big to fail. They're too big. And, the other thing I just want to say, it was nice to know that people, it was all positive. We got no negative reactions. So I think that with the word is getting out, and that this is part not of just a local campaign, but a national campaign that's going on for the 99% spring. So if people want to become part of this campaign, go to the 99% spring. Just type that in your search engine, and you'll come up on their webpage. And, go Google search 99% spring, and you'll come up on your webpage, and you can become part of this movement that's going on nationally.
And here locally, what can people do if they want to plug into the Occupy and 99% spring movement here locally in the Modesto area?
Well, what they can do is go to there's a couple of ways you can get involved. We've had a group here since October called, again, part of the Occupy movement, which actually started the conversation, started this movement of people realizing this isn't a fair and just system. And you can go to OccupyModesto.com.
OccupyModesto.com.
Right. That's one way. You can find out our next action is going to be It will be next week in front of the Bank of America in Modesto on 16th and I Street from 10 a.m. to 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. And so we'll have it. We'll begin. It will be a Move Your Money, Stop Foreclosures action taking place in front of the bank, talking to people in a nonviolent fashion, asking them to move their money, take their money out of this bank. Bank of America, we're focusing on Bank of America because, like I said, they're the most egregious bank that's involved with 17% of the mortgages and in the nation. And we really need to we're going to be targeting them again downtown. And we also have we'll have a lot of visibility because there's a farmer's market. So if you're coming down to the farmer's market, stop by, get a flyer. And if you're in any of these major banks, Wells Fargo, Citibank, Chase, we're urging people to take their money out, go to a local credit union. We have ways of doing it. We'll hand you a flyer that tells you ways of that you how to get this done, because I know a lot of people do their banking online. So you have to set up at the credit union or the local bank before you go there first and set this up in place, and they can do all the same things these big banks do. And plus, when you make a loan or buy a mortgage, you know your mortgage is there. It's not been sold down the road to somebody else, and you can't even renegotiate that mortgage because the banks, these big banks, just service these mortgages now. They all sold them a long time ago, and they got the money for them. Right now, they're just the services of those mortgages. So there's no interest for them to really negotiate with you. They foreclose on you, fine. Then they get the houses back. They buy the houses back cheap and resell them. So it's a racket, and we want the people to get out of these banks. Get out of Bank of America. Get out of Wells Fargo. Get out of Chase. Get out of Citibank. These are the big mega banks that we really are targeting right now, that we want people to take their money out and move it to local community banks and credit unions. So come join us on 16th and I Street.
Okay, and that's next Saturday down by the farmer's market downtown. By the it's the Bank of America. It's like kitty corner from the library, right?
That's correct.
And then what's the time on that for Saturday?
10 a.m. to 12 p.m.
10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Okay, well, I do that farmer's market thing, so I'll probably see you down there.
Okay.
All right. Well, we really appreciate your report from the action at the Bank of America today. And if anybody else has a report, let us know here at the radio station.